With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's a no-brainer using the Port of Quincy as a westbound inland intermodal port to haul eastern Washington crops to Puget Sound ports. Just makes sense. That's the idea behind a recent proposal from the Northwest Seaport Alliance, and the Port of Quincy's Patrick Boss agrees.
Instead of having a truck that would go from Yakima or Moses Lake all the way to the Port of Seattle and having to go over the mountain passes through downtown Seattle or down I-5 to Tacoma, the discussion sort of now is how do we set up an inland port that can receive these containers and have the port be on the eastern side of the Cascade Mountains to where all these trucks don't have to go back and forth between Seattle, Tacoma, and eastern Washington and relieve some of that traffic congestion and redirect it to an inland port that could put all those containers on a train, and then that train would then go over to Seattle and Tacoma.
Boss says it would also alleviate truck traffic over the mountain passes and Seattle congestion.
You would have truck traffic. It would just be redirected to a rural location that would handle the containers, and then the trains would take the containers over to Seattle and Tacoma. And so it's really a win-win. The truck drivers still get to haul the containers. They just don't have to haul them as far. You then have a more organized way of getting the freight into the Puget Sound by rail, and it's easier to unload that way. It comes in all at one time, and it's just more efficient.
Listen tomorrow for more on how the Port of Quincy could save Eastside producers time and money. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.